Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. My name is Brooke Chase. I am your host, and I'm very excited because, guys, we are rolling here. This is the third episode in my Earth Day series. And basically, what we're doing is I'm just going to try to do a podcast every day until Earth Day with my favorite simple swaps. So, you know, on the show each week, I typically give a simple swap for kind of what the show is about. And so we're just going to do 12 of my favorite ones all right in a row. And I'm so jazzed about it. To recap, I gave the first episode, my friend Ashley had me as a guest, and I gave my top five ways to cut your waste. The second one last time, we talked about the best toilet paper in the world. And today we are talking about some kitchen swaps. So I'm going to give you a couple, but basically today's simple swap is about beeswax wraps. Now, you know, I spend a lot of time cooking in the kitchen, and obviously food waste is a problem. We're not going to talk about that so much today, but there's a lot of ways that people, you know, try to prevent their food from waste, and saran wrap and tin foil and plastic bags are one of those types of things. So we're going to focus today on saran wrap because I feel like that's kind of like the common one, and probably the worst one. So as usual, I'll start out with some shocking, simple truths here. And I'm getting the sources from Force of Nature, and I'll have this stuff in the show notes. But basically, saran wrap is obviously made of plastic, right? So 5.3 million Americans use 10 plus rolls of plastic wrap annually, which is enough to cover the entire state of Texas. It's very hard to recycle. Basically, you can't recycle it. So I think the only way you can recycle it is like if it's dry and it's clean, and you have to take it to like where they take plastic number 5 or whatever it is for the plastic bag. So essentially, we're just going to say you can't really recycle it because I don't know how many people really are actually going to do that if we're keeping it simple. But it releases harmful chemicals and contributes to pollution, the landfill, plastic waste, blah, 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 right? We all know plastics like sucks. But like what it is basically the manufacturing process is a gas known as, we all know what this is, carcinogen. So I don't know about you guys, but when I think of carcinogen, I immediately think like cigarettes, cancer, whatever. So essentially, you're contaminating your food. I mean, this is maybe a stretch, but like to me, if I just like make it simple, which is what we're doing here, you're like covering your vegetables and food that you're going to put in your body with carcinogens. I don't know. That's, I mean, I know it's the gas. Anyway, that's just like how I feel about it a little bit. So it's designed to be thin and flimsy, you know, so it's just, it can clog up. A lot of people don't know, and then they'll put it in the recycling and then it clogs up the machines. So, it's just not good. 232 million tons of CO2 gas emissions are responsible for, all the plastic, which saran wrap is a big part of. It takes 450 years for it to decompose, which is essentially forever. And, you know, we're covering like sandwich bags, candy, all that stuff. 46% of the 14 million metric tons of new plastic waste found in the ocean each year. So basically today what we're going to talk about is the simple swap to avoid saran wrap, right? And so I have a couple of options for you. And my favorite one, which this was actually, I want to say this is the first simple swap that I ever did. And unfortunately, the company that I found is no longer in existence. I think they like moved to Costa Rica. They're just like living off the grid, which is like so amazing. But they're beeswax wraps, right? So basically, it's cloth that is covered in beeswax wraps, which we all know we want to support bees. So this is good for that. But it does the same thing, right? It keeps the oxygen out, which keeps your food fresh. And it's also multi-purpose because you can use it to make a lot of different things with the beeswax wraps. If you go on my Instagram, I'll share a bunch of those just because I think they're really fun. But you can like fold them up and make a little like bag for your sandwiches or your nuts or whatever. And it's waterproof too. So like if you like to go kayaking or, you know, floating down the river in a tube or whatever. But here is, and they're so pretty. So I remember last Easter, I had bought these at Christmas or something and I had saved them and I had no idea the ones that I saved were little adorable bunnies, but such they are. Anyway, so here's some, you can get them in bigger or smaller sizes. I'm going to show you like a bigger one so I can, but basically, you know, you just put this over whatever, it's just like saran wrap, you know what I mean? You put it in here. But I absolutely love these things and I haven't bought saran wrap, honestly, probably ever, but I digress. But like, they're so cute. They make everything in your refrigerator look adorable. Look at all these. Like, I just have so many of them. I like to give them as gifts. And they're just great. There are good ones and bad ones. Like, so you want them to be like thick and sticky. Whereas like, if they're too thin and flimsy, then they don't stick. And basically, you kind of use the heat of your hands to make them stick. And you wash them in cold water because hot water will melt them. And they're natural antibacterial, naturally antibacterial. So they're great in that regard. And I just love them. I'm like obsessed with these things. They're great also. I feel like I have a big charcuterie board and you have a big one. You just cover the whole thing, stick it back in the fridge. To me, like when you put stuff in Tupperware or put it in a bag or put it in something else, that's why people like saran wrap, right? Because you just cover the whole thing and stick it back in the fridge. And these are kind of the, like I said, the swap for the saran wrap. But it's also plastic bags. It's also tin foil. There's a lot of different things that you can use these to swap for. So I'm going to show you some other options too. So like if you have a bowl, I love these things. Honestly, I don't know if I love them more, but I kind of might use these even more because I just use more bowls. But these are cloth and you just stick these right over the top of the bowl. And I have like a couple different sizes. Also, they're cute. Like, I don't know. For me, if things are cute, then I feel like then they're just better because who wants to look at plastic when you could look at this? Like your refrigerator is full of plastic. For this, chemicals and cancer, cotton and pretty plant. I don't know. Here is another one, and this one's silicone. So this one's like not as pretty or cool or whatever. But sometimes if you have something that's more messy, like I don't want to stain up my other ones, so I'll use these. And I have these in a couple sizes as well. And then the other thing that I was gonna say is, so I have never bought plastic bags. Right? And please look how many plastic bags I have. Look at this. And I have more of these. So many plastic bags. Why? Because I don't throw them away and I wash them and reuse them. I mean, now if they're like disgusting, no, I don't know what was in there, but 9 times out of 10, soap and water will do the job and turn it inside out, let it dry out, and wham, bam, you're done. There's also these. I love these. These are Stasher, also silicone bags, and these are great too. Again, like waterproof and stuff. But this one was in my car, so it's a little bit dirty. But yeah, these are great too. I love these. So that's three options of things that you can use instead of saran wrap that all basically do the same job. Again, the reason that I like the beeswax wraps is because they're typically homemade and they do the same job as all of these things. But, you know, sometimes you just want different things for different things, depending on what it is. So yeah, that is your simple swap for today. I have a simple confession for you. The simple confession is I never throw away my plastic bags. I have too many and my place is pretty small. So every once in a while I have to be like, okay, I have a lot of plastic bags. What am I going to do with these? And then, you know, I end up either, well, I haven't had to throw them away yet. My confession is I have not thrown them away. But the place that I keep them is starting to be too many. So I'm going to have to figure that out. So don't give me any plastic bags because I'll never throw them away. Of course, if they rip or something, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so that's today's show. I hope that you will reconsider using things like saran wrap and tin foil instead and try beeswax wraps. You can support your local apiary. You can, there's a lot of different places. I'm going to have, some links in the show notes of my favorite ones. Like I said, my favorite one isn't around anymore. But yeah, so beeswax wraps are the shit, and that's it. That's it for today. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you get some beeswax wraps and you are transitioned, please do me a favor and tag me and show me on Instagram. And feel free to share if you find a company that you like that does it, because, I mean, I don't really need any more beeswax wraps at the moment, but, it's always nice to support, you know, local small business. So I love that. I got these on Amazon. This is on Amazon. I think these ones were on Amazon. I got like a big pack for pretty cheap. These are really pretty. But yeah, I will share all of that in the show notes. And again, I do love the idea of like using them for gift wrap, because then the person that gets it also gets the beeswax wraps, right? And it's still like pretty and fun. It's kind of like wrapping paper. So that's a little hack for you. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I didn't get my shoot. So Clear Stem, on the last episode, I forgot to say the code is Brooke Chase. So, I did end up getting like one tiny little breakout because I was like picking at an old one, but my face is super clear. I have struggled with hormonal acne since I was about 22 years old. I've been on spironolactone. I've been on, you know, various birth controls. I've done all the things to try to alleviate like cystic acne. And this is the first thing that's ever worked without, like, it's all natural and it's just like amazing. I'm absolutely thrilled. So if you are someone that struggles with that, send me a message. Try Clear Stem. I'm obsessed. The code is Brooke Chase. I believe you get 10% off and then I get 10% too. I think it's like $60 a bottle. I'm not really sure. But yeah, it's amazing. And then if you want to try Frownies, code SIMPLE will also get you 10% off. Yeah. And so happy almost Earth Day. I'd love to hear if anybody has any like things that they are very wasteful about. You can, you know, send me a question and I can see if I can try to find a simple swap solution for you. But yeah, so we are rolling with number 3, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again tomorrow for number 4. I will see you guys soon. Happy sustainable swapping. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.be, or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.